I walked around the exterior of Building 4. I think there's graphite on the ground in the rubble.
You didn't see graphite?
I did.
You didn't.
You didn't! Because it's not there!
What? Are you suggesting the core... what? Exploded?
Because of the nature of the working area, you will each have no more than 90 seconds to solve this problem. You will enter Reactor Building 3, climb the stairs, but do not immediately proceed to the roof. When you get to the top, wait inside, behind the entrance to the roof, and catch your breath. You will need it for what comes next. This is the working area. We must clear the graphite.
Time to go.
The first angel went and poured out his bowl on the earth, and severely painful sores broke out on the people who had the mark of the beast and who worshipped his image. Revelation 16 verse 2.
What will happen to our boys?
Which boys? The divers.
The divers, the firefighters, the men in the control room. What does the radiation do to them, precisely?
Oh, the level some of them are exposed. Ionizing radiation tears the cellular structure apart. The skin blisters, turns red, then black. This is followed by a latency period. The immediate effects subside. The patient appears to be recovering. Healthy, even, but they aren't. This usually only lasts for a day or two.
Continue.
Then the cellular damage begins to manifest. The bone marrow dies. The immune system fails. The organs and soft tissue begin to decompose. The arteries and veins spill open like sieves, to the point where you can't even administer morphine for the pain, which is unimaginable. Within 3 days to 3 weeks, you're dead. That is what will happen to those boys.
And what about us?
Well, we've gotten a steady dose, but not as much of it. Not strong enough to kill the cells, but consistent enough to damage our DNA. So, in time, cancer, or aplastic anemia, either way, fatal.